Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Joe Bates.
Welcome to Rank You Very Much, folks. This is the show we rank anything and everything. The best, the worst, whatever you want to hear, we rank it. This is episode 74.
Wow.
Right?
Look at me.
And I've made absolutely no fame other than I am the award-winning best local indie podcast. So that's pretty good, right? Folks, I'm your host, Joe Bates. Thank you so much for watching right now, whether you're watching in the future or in the present. But
Joe, who gave you that nomination? Like, was that Nuvo?
At the Crossroads Comedy Festival. I got it last year. But Nuvo, if you're paying attention, I should have it. Folks, we got a great episode today. We are doing Best Cereal Mascot. Best Cereal Mascot, which is going to be a fantastic episode. As always, we have two special guest experts. To the right of me, folks, she is an expert in graphic designing. She's designed a lot of cereal mascots that may have not made the box, but she knows the process. Please put all your hands together for Hannah Rushline. Hannah, in your graphic designing world... mascots. What is the outside the ones on the list? Is there a mascot you've made that never made the box?
Yeah, I was recently like, once they extracted that last Thai boy out of my vagina, I've just been trying to draw.
Gotcha.
One of those.
Yeah, it's. I will say probably not the best thing for cereal, but it probably is kind of a cute, goofy little character.
Yeah,
so.
But for all the people that are like. They want something to sustain them. And yeah, that's kind of the cereal, bro.
Okay. Yeah, then that is.
He regrets it.
No. It's I like it. Vagina O's.
I'm only near you.
It's a whole within world of 2018. To the left of me, folks, you may have seen him going door to door. It's the spoon salesman himself, Jeff Burton. That is loud. Jeff, how's the spoon sales business going?
Pretty rough. I gotta say.
It's because all these apps?
No, because all these junkies keep stealing my business.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I assume heroin users are probably... They don't buy spoons. They steal your spoons?
Both.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God. I work hard to do this.
Yeah, you don't manufacture this food, you're just kind of the middleman.
Yeah, I'm the whore.
The whore versus the spoon.
Whore for spoons.
Do you like spoons, the instrument?
Spoons, mean?
Yeah, do you play spoons?
Yeah. My pops used to teach me this.
Your pops?
My pops.
Well, what was your pops in the spoon business? Is it a family business?
Yeah. We were on the front of the sports. He was running his old rocking chair.
I gotta ask you to stop that. That is the worst. I don't think you've ever learned how to play it.
He was also on it. So.
Okay, you only on the smack?
And then some.
And then some. Okay. Son of a heroin user, Jeff Burton, graphic designer, Hannah Rushline. We got a fantastic episode today. As always, the list is behind me of cereal mascots we'll be talking about. Tony the Tiger, the Quaker from Franklin Oats. Honey Nut Bee, Toucan Sam, Trix Rabbit, Dig'em Frog, Captain Crunch, Count Chocula, Lucky Leprechaun from Lucky Charms, Snap, Crackle, and Pop from Rice Krispies, and the Cookie Crisp Burglar, folks, the Cookie Crisp Burglar. Before we start, I want to ask you, what is your criteria in determining the best cereal mascot? Like, to you, what makes a cereal mascot better than others?
I don't know, it's kind of like the way I like my men, just depends on my mood.
Just really just depends on the mood, so depending on your mood today is gonna. That's good. That's in flux. That's mood fluid.
I'm 34 years old, guys. I know all these things. I guess. Like you're asking me to talk about the things that, like, whatever.
Feel free to say whatever you want. There.
No. I know. I get it. I just feel like it's like my parents were like middle class at best, and now looking back at all of this, I'm just like, wow. Did this really, was this something? And then I don't even see things on here that I could easily put into that 12 spot based on like WIC.
Yeah.
Do you know what WIC? WIC is like when your parents like just make just enough to like give you stuff and then people give you like food vouchers. And I just remember like really cool things like King Vitamin Kaboom and stuff. And I don't see them on there right now, but that's like, those were my dudes.
We got Doug Michael saying swag.
He's such an asshole.
And so that, Jeff Byrd, what's your criteria in determining the best cereal mascot?
Their overall motive.
The mascot's overall motive.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean motive? Like what they want to do?
Just the whole journey they have to make. That bowl of goodness.
So it's to you it's the mascot getting the actual cereal,
or to the consumer.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting.
And I think when we look at this list, we need to think about is this friend or foe? You know. So like
that is a great point
for a cereal mascot. Like I'm looking at this whole group and going, which one would be my homie, and which one would be the person that, like, I'm just going, can we get rid of this body? And those are totally different.
All right, well, we're going to start off with the veto round, folks. The veto round, as always, we start with the youngest person here, Hannah Rushline.
I'm the youngest?
I don't know. I always just say something.
At 34?
It's a 50-50 guess.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
So you're younger, and how old are you, Jeff?
I'm 27, so.
Wow. So Hannah Rushline, you're the youngest person here. It's Benjamin Button season. It's Benjamin Button season. You're up. You get the veto. Something on the list that you don't think is the best cereal mascot.
Fine. Let's take away. Let's just go Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam, Fruit Loops. You're taking Fruit Loops off the list.
Yes, I'm over it.
So what is it your dislike for birds? What is the reasoning for taking off Toucan Sam?
Birds don't scare me, but like if I look at all this and like what we could have to talk about as far as this is going, I just feel like it's. Where do you want to go, Jim?
What's your feeling about Toucan Sam?
He's probably the smartest of all of these.
He's a
well-read one. He's British, so you know he's a
is he British?
Yes, he always talks in an accent.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So you want to veto Toucan Sam. Jeff is trying to convince you otherwise. He also has kids. Toucan Sam has kids.
Honey Nut Bee? Let's take him out.
The Honey Nut Bee? Jeez Louise!
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
Okay.
Like,
He's all the honey. It's good for your heart. He says he's good.
No,
oh my god.
Yeah.
And I guess here's the deal. I'll say this. This is something I'm going to struggle
You're
with.
You're going to defend him?
This is something. No, this is my problem. This is why I'm defending him. And this is something I have to do with I need to separate the mascot from the cereal. So, like, I like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right, the bee as a separate thing. It's going to be tough. I've eaten a lot of cereal in my life.
Yes, we get it.
It's very bad.
And a lot of my favorite cereals aren't on here because they don't have a mascot. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Do you see anybody represent you ever represent?
Well, Cinnamon Toast Crunch has that weird chef.
He doesn't have a... Well, he has
you can see the swirls.
Yeah, he doesn't do, he does jack shit.
Golden Grahams,
Golden Grahams,
hey,
Golden Grahams, I got the bear. Don't the Golden Grahams have the bear?
Yeah, he's a cool bear.
Yeah, he's a cool bear. I forgot about the bear.
But
I'll say these are all suggested based on Facebook, outside the one you just took off, Honey Nut Bee, which I personally added as one. But it's gone off the list, so just showing you that. I don't know much. That's why they're the special guest experts. We also have a comment saying Frankenberry is greater than Count Chocula. Frankenberry, I don't think is greater than Count Chocula. No. That's foolish.
Wrong.
All right.
Wrong.
Why don't you see Hotel Transylvania, then come back to me, all right?
Although I will say, Hotel Transylvania,
great.
I would prefer mixed berries if I could have
them. No, well, again, it's not the cereal, it's just the mascot. I'm doing
so much.
Beck Michael saying biracial families are the new cartoon bees. I don't know if that's a plug for Dyke and Hannah's show Mixed Doubles, but...
Quit trolling.
Jeff, you're up next. What are you taking off the
Dig
list?
Dig'em frogs.
Dig'em frogs? Really?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Why?
Two reasons.
One of the two reasons. Dude, this is the quickest. You knew you were taking off Dig'em frogs.
Yes, yes.
What are the two reasons?
What's the last Dig'em frog commercial you saw?
Well, I don't see a lot of commercials. I have Hulu Plus. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You've never seen commercials. They recalled the whole cereal. There's a breakout of E. coli in all the boxes.
Well,
this is not a popular time for punishment. You're going to wake up in the morning and eat that shit.
So do you.
But mornings are already.
We just talked about separating the cereal from the mascot, but you can't do it with Honey Smacks.
No.
Because of E. coli. Which is why I never trust frogs outside Kermit. I trust Kermit.
Yeah, we all trust Kermit.
From our cure. Anyways, Dig'em frogs off the list.
What about Honey Bunches of Oats? Did they have a spokesperson?
Honey Bunches of Oats, they have that crazy hairball guy who's like always trying to steal these like a nutcase.
No,
the kid, the kid eats Honey Bunches of Oats, then he turns into like a furball dude. Yeah, that's what the commercial is.
Yeah, remember
he goes nuts. He like has a little bit of sugar, and then the kid is, you need to put him down. You know, let the kind of.
So like when they did that thing where it was like, this is my brain on drugs, and they just banged a bunch of shit around
But that was just, it was that, but as a commercial supporting Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh my god.
Is that a furball?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's his own little creature. He's kind of like the Noid, where it's his own little.
Noid is a guy in a suit.
Is it a guy in a suit?
Yeah. He just makes really... he makes those...
Oh, sounds. I thought it was a whole different species.
Who knows?
I start doing it over the mic. That's the only sound I'm going to make.
Dan Bo says that's honeycombs. Honeycombs are the one we're talking about where the guy turns into a furball.
Yeah.
And then Dyke Michael says he was a hip-hop frog. He's upset. He was a hip-hop frog.
Stop trolling this thing.
I love the comments. I don't mind any comments, you know.
Two of you.
Facebook Live.
Well, we got Amity Ashwoman. She was on two episodes ago. Glad to see you joining. Thank you so much for joining and watching the show, guys. So far, we've taken off the Honey Nut Bee and Dig'em Frog. I'm up next. I'm going to take something off the list.
Go ahead.
And, oh, gee.
It's your house.
I know it's my house. It's my podcast. It's all the things. I don't know why I got Seinfeldy on there for a second.
I don't know why they invited us to do
this. Here's the deal.
What's the deal with Grick Nuts?
I'm going to take something off the list right now, and I stand by what I'm taking off because, as a man who upholds the law, I don't trust them. I take off the Cookie Crisp Burglar. All right? Mm-hmm. He steals. He's a thief. He should be put in jail. I don't trust him. I never liked him. Cookie Crisp Burglar, you heard it here first. Also, you haven't seen his commercial in a long time. You know?
No.
He didn't do his job of supporting the cereal.
Okay. I just remember the dog. They were playing.
Ooh, Cookie Crisp. That yeah, that's true.
And how is it any different from the Hamburglar?
Oh, the Hamburglar. I guess the Hamburglar also succeeds at his job. Cookie Crisp Burglar never succeeds.
Well, him and Ronald have a friendly rapport.
Yeah. It's kind of like Ronald accidentally makes too many burgers for a Hamburglar to feel like he steals, but he just. It's kind of like handing out to a homeless guy. Yeah. Hamburglar is just a homeless guy. They're handing burglars out. Burgers? Burgers. Anyways, Cookie Crisp Burglar,
He gone.
We take it off. That's
going to jail.
He's going to jail.
That's why I hate this whole thing, because like the two qualities that I love the most are loyalty and discretion. So like that's probably what's going to be my like jail buddy.
So wait, loyalty to their job as a mascot on what they're doing.
Loyalty. Well, I mean, they're just people that keep their fucking mouth shut, you know. Like,
I see your point.
So he's a guy you can tell a secret to, and you're like, I know your secret.
Like this whole thing, I'm looking at this thing, and I'm just going, is this friend?
Well, or, like, he's the supporter.
He's beamed, you know, and I'm like, I need to know. We're the rat. Like,
here's the deal with the Cookie-Crisp burglar, though, where I'll say he's not a loyal guy. He's the guy who's attempted to steal Cookie-Crisp over and over again, and I think at some of those courses gets arrested. How does he get out so quickly if he's not snitching on people?
Well, okay, he's like Walter White. Yeah. He's like the
he's Walter White.
Yeah.
He's
in and out cookies.
So you think he's white? Why is the Cookie-Crisp burglar Walter White? I don't understand.
But, you know.
No, I don't. That's
he's the, you know.
He's a dealer. Okay, so he deals.
He's a cookie dealer.
He's a cookie dealer, but he never gets the cookies to deal in the first place, though.
Yeah, he's not very good at this. I'm not very good at this right now.
Dyke and Dan are now talking to each other and agreeing that they would have been the real experts.
Oh, you fucking assholes. Hey, Mike Michaels, if you're seeing this right now, you were on this, you know what I mean? You don't look as good on screen as me. Like, you just go ahead and suck my dick.
I've never seen a mutiny from the commenters on experts, but I agree with
Dan. Yeah, this works, yeah. Hi.
You don't look as good as me, Dan.
This is a Justin Bieber t-shirt.
I wrote that song. Yummy. Yeah. Steven Zagiles just commented, "Yummy mummy." We're not at the suggestion parts, but I heard. I don't know. Yummy mummy. Yummy mummy. It was like the Frankenberry's world, I think. Count John Bell said, "Yummy mummy."
Blueberry.
I think that's where it was from. I'm not 100% sure. All right, we've taken. Off the list.
I was funny. No, you're not.
I'm gonna do this.
That's why you did 8 minutes and I did 10 the other day.
Inside baseball. The second round of Vito's coming up, and as always, we start with the oldest person here, Anna Rushline.
So I have to take one off again.
Yes, you have to take one off again.
I hate this.
Well, that, again, they rank you very much. It's not something everyone loves doing, but it's something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
probably I'm gonna go Count Chocula.
Why Count Chocula? Just feel free to.
If I'm looking at this whole group, that's like the basic bitch of the whole situation. Like,
how is he a basic bitch? I'm not disagreeing. I'm just wondering why the reasoning.
I don't know. He's just very like difficult and like for no reason. You know what I mean? And in 2018, like people that are being very extra. It's like a lot to me. Like, he's very niche, and I don't, like, I'm over it.
Wow. So you just say him, he's so niche-ness. I didn't even think about this kind of factor.
Yes, he's super niche, and that's okay, but it's like, you know, it's 2018, things are scary. I mistakenly, the other day, I was sick for 3 days, and I stayed at home, and I binge-watched the last 6 episodes of Handmaid's Tale, and then I didn't know what made me feel sicker, me being sick, or that, so, like, what I'm saying is I don't need that shit, I don't need things making me feel some type of way, Drake, okay, like, if I'm in my feelings, you can go fuck yourself and, like, get out here, go. Is that nice?
I have no idea what just happened, but I feel like it needed to be said.
That's Handmaid's Tale, bro.
So Count Chocula is being taken off.
Take him off.
You can have your say. Feel free.
I want spooky shit.
Count Chocula is a double-edged sword. I love the cereal.
Yeah.
But it's only available during like Halloween season now. I can't even get it.
Yeah,
right this month. But you know, it's basically chocolate
charm. Stephen DeGiles is Captain Crunch kidnaps children. Trick steals from them, and Lucky is hunted by them. Count Jocula doesn't mess with any of those brats. Stephen DeGiles doesn't like cereal mascots that deal with kids. Is really, I think, what he's trying to say. But I'm sorry.
I don't like Clementines because they're like the babies of the fruit world.
Okay. There are mascots who try and get some cereal. Lucky protects him so good he doesn't want to share with kids. Oh, well, that, I mean, some commenters are getting to each other, which is good. This is a very controversial topic.
Wow, Count Chocula's making them up. I'm sorry, everybody.
It's gone. Now we're up to Jeff Burton to take another one off the list.
All right, Jeff.
Oh. A real class act, a Special K rooster by my brother. That's a good comment. I like that. Also, he said, well, I'm talking smack. We're talking honey smacks. Anyways, Jeff. I was so loud, it must have hurt. Jeff, you're up. What are you taking off the list that's not the best cereal mascot?
Quaker.
Yeah. The Quaker. Yeah. The man, he's a pacifist. He doesn't want to hurt you. He just wants you to eat his oats.
Yeah,
he's just sowing his oats.
You don't see.
Look,
some old ass, old guy. a three corner hat. Eating oatmeal? Come on. So, that's the best you can do.
That's the. It's just a.
I guess like it's a. It's Quakers.
That's a way of life, you know. Pacifism, okay. Pennsylvania, a lot of Quakers out there. I knew a Quaker once when I was in middle school. And oh no, yeah.
That was for the Quakers in Pennsylvania.
Hell yeah, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Quaker. I knew a kid who was a Quaker in elementary school, and everyone made fun of him for a Quaker. They made fun of him for being a Quaker, then he beat the shit out of a kid, and then no one made fun of him anymore. His whole life was pacifism.
They shoved oatmeal down his throat.
No, they didn't shove oatmeal down his throat. He didn't make fun of him, he beat the shit out of a kid, and no one made fun of him anymore, which goes against the whole Quaker world. But it worked. Okay. Alright, we're taking on the Quaker guys from Quaker Oats, who Gwen's uncle said is the real OG. Which I thought was pretty good. All right, I'm taking this off. Mikey.
Did Gwen pull out?
No, Gwen. This is one of the suggestions from Gwen that I put out there.
Oh, okay.
Corn Slices is a white privilege cereal, we're getting from the comments. And Mikey from Life Cereal, teaching the word to move outside their comfort zone. Yeah, that's true. Mikey likes it. I'm up next to take one off the list, folks. And it doesn't get easier.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't get easier. I feel like it's kind of weird, though. We kind of have a bunch of different animals. We have humans. Everything is a different kind of species. And one that I don't really like. Elvish type of people, but I'm taking off Snap, Crackle, and Pop, all right? I don't trust them. I don't like them. These three guys, they're named after sounds. Never like that.
Basically,
so
the Migos. They're like Migos, you know?
What's so special about the
sounds? Snap, Crackle, Pop. Why don't I want my cereal
to make noise? Oh, this is so impressive. My cereal's making sound.
Are you out of your mind, though? Like, literally, like, do you put cereal in a bowl and it actually lets you know how fresh it is? Like, are you guys...
Then eat Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks! Eat Pop Rocks on, like...
I don't like the idea of my cereal making noise. Also, the fact that I need to know if the cereal's fresh means I've made some real life choices that are my problem, that I need to make sure the cereal I'm eating is fresh. I eat cereal, a box of cereal, in like 3 days. I quick. I know it's fresh because it's going in this belly.
Dude, I talked about three cereals that were my favorite, and then they tried to tell me what little fucking mascots they had, and they're not on the board. So, like, at this point,
but Raisin Bran Sun, that was... I forgot about that, two scoops.
That's why I wear suntan lotion now.
Because of raisins?
Yeah, he's going to drop it.
Wait, does suntan lotion protect you from raisins?
Yeah, from the sun pouring raisins on.
So
that's not what you were told?
No, I wasn't told that.
I have an Asian mom who can know.
They have integrity. And they're expecting their brand is made of rice and a lot of things happened up there. Did you make that up?
Maybe.
Okay, well, we'll never know. So you guys are defending. Are you defending Snap, Crackle, Pop, though?
You no! That's so annoying! It sounds like a JT song before JT was JT. Like, telling the game. Like,
yeah, that's
just, like, that would have been NSYNC Dirty Pop. Like, Snap, Crackle, Pop. Like, grow up. Ooh.
By the way, what you just said, and at the same time you're wearing a Justin Bieber shirt.
I did do a shameless plug. I've gone to the last two Bieber concerts when he was in town, and I just want you to know, like, if he is a cereal mascot, I am a cereal fan. You know what I mean? Oh, like, I'm in there.
Doing are we doing
I am a stand-up comic though, but I am, but I can actually afford those tickets, so like it's a thing. Just like probably stuff that people don't talk about.
Are you roasting the commenters?
Yeah, of course, but I want to.
Every time I can't
see what they're saying. Steven,
every time I see Tony the Tiger helping a child
win
an athletic event, I only imagine that kid is so delusional.
That.
Not only that they didn't win Tony, but they didn't really win. And eventually get diabetes from eating candy for breakfast. Steven, that's a lot. Steven, you're so extra right now, but I love you.
Dad, my brother just said Tony the Tiger is a home wrecker, showing up to dad in every commercial, which is, looks like Tony's taking your mom home today, Timmy.
Where's your brother living nowadays?
He lives in South America.
Keep it up, Dan!
Man, these comments are great, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can't see the comments, but you could if you watch Facebook Live every Saturday at 1 p.m.
You can read this one.
Yeah. Well, I just saying, Dyke said Joe Bates laughing, and Hannah looks like Mike Myers after Kanye said George Bush doesn't care about black people, which is what I was going for, so I appreciate it. We are down to our final five, folks. Our final five: Tony the Tiger, Toucan Sam, Trix Rabbit, Cap'n Crunch, and Lucky Leprechaun. Now it's up to you to decide whether what you want in this 12th spot. So give us your suggestions on that Facebook comment, what you think our 12th spot should be. And while you do that...
Yes, Dan, Dyke, and fucking Steven. Whomever else. Like, please.
Whatever you guys think we... I'm trying to stick away from carbon sugar from now on as a big ball of 3D pebbles. Before we go into cereal mascots, while we're waiting for them to suggest different cereal mascots, what was your cereal that was your go-to cereal growing up that you ate a lot?
Well, the ones I told you. So Golden Grahams,
yeah.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then Honey Bunches of Oats. Those are literally still my three favorite cereals to this day. And I don't even – you guys were telling me they're mascots, and I don't remember them. I just like to eat that cereal, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. I never got into, like, Golden Grahams or Honey Bunches of Oats. Mm-hmm. I never liked that taste. I used to eat a lot. I used
too healthy?
Oh, I used to eat a lot of Kix. I like Kix until they're turning into my mouth. Nowadays, you eat a lot of Raisin Bran. I love Raisin Bran. But growing up, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cinnamon Life. Love Cinnamon Life. Ate a lot of that. And there was this mini wheats with like apple chunks in them. Oh, boy. Ooh.
I don't know if I was the only one, but I grew up in like a middle-class household in small-town Indiana. And I think I remember when we were kids, that, like, my parents had what was called Wix, which mean we could get, like cereal
and like discount. Boxes?
Or just whatever, but, like, I just remember having two different types of cereal at home. Well, one was Life, one was Kaboom,
okay,
and one was King Vitamin.
King Vito was the one that was suggested by Ryan Niemiller.
Random, but like for real. And they had a mask on the back and Arvis cut it out of the box and put it on. It was a fucking weird thing.
What about you, Jeff? What's your view when you were growing up?
It was Reese's Puffs and
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Reese's. So it looks like Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the one tie we all have together here. The past generations, which is just like 7 years difference, but generations.
Yes, because, but it also makes like, it makes cereal like milk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the one thing that can literally make the thing that you just go, oh, I want that too. Yeah. You know
Steven
what I mean?
Said Wick put that on our table too. That's where he got King Vito.
Whoa! Whoa! I did have Wick. This is the thing.
Oh, Beverly Bradenton, you had Wick? Everyone's in his Wick wig.
We're just lower middle class at best. You know what I mean? My mom's Asian, so Wick shit was dope, but like. Dude, like, that's the cereals that we have. Kaboom! And the other ones, like, Kaboom was, like, this one, and their little mascot was just like a little fucking clown or whatever, just shooting out of a fucking thing, you know? And just, like, getting shot out, kaboom! And, it, but there was a bunch of, like, little, like, things in it, you know? So, like, I struggle to think about, like, I eat so little cereal now that I don't know what has all the little, like, fucking marshmallows in it anymore.
I think Kaboom may have been the father of Snack Crack and
Pop. No, they don't, but they didn't have the marshmallows, so Kaboom had a bunch of marshmallows, so, like, whatever
it makes sense, though.
Up here has marshmallows still, like, that's, Kaboom had a bunch.
Snack Crackle Pop, Kaboom.
My brother argues that Cocoa Krispies is the best milk upgrader. The issue is Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that milk upgrader, that made it a horchata.
You guys can't see this, but like one of my writing partners is literally in front, is trolling me right now. It was, but Hannah went from food stamps to tramp stamps. Jack Michaels, thank you so much for tuning in. You're such a twat.
I didn't want to read it.
And I literally do have a tramp stamp, but for everyone to know on air, it is a Pacers, Yankees, Colts tattoo. So, like, it's the most masculine of tramp stamps. Like, I'm a big sports fan, so.
It's like, how do you go hometown and then sell out for the baseball team? I guess Indiana doesn't have a baseball team.
Okay, yes, obviously. And I don't really want to, like, have this segment because I just do this. But my dad grew up during the Mickey Mantle era. Indiana does not have a baseball team aside from the AAA Indians, who are not ours. And I just grew up that way. And I went to the opening day of New Yankee Stadium. It's a thing, whatever.
The New Yankee Stadium on the opening day?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. We lost to the Cleveland Indians. And then I also, Kelly Clarkson, the anthem or whatever, but it was a thing, and you know, there are obstructed views and there are things, but like, we're playing our best baseball right now.
5.5 games behind the Red Sox. Anyways, I have a tramp stamp too, which is a picture of Justin Bieber's face. Anyways,
really?
No, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Oh my God! What about me makes you think I would make that decision?
Really?
That's fair. Hold
up that picture of you over there in space.
Oh yeah.
And think that I don't think that you might. Just put it out there. Just show. That's Joe in space. And if you don't think that, I don't think he's interstellar or wouldn't maybe have a Justin Bieber tattoo, you're out of your goddamn mind.
So we've gotten a few suggestions. One is the Yummy Mummy, Frankenberry, all of the other Count Chocula monsters. Yeah. We've had Mikey from Life Cereal, and we've had Mikey from Life Cereal and Flutie from Flutie Place. which was a very short-lived serial.
Football player, right?
Doug Flutie.
But Doug just said less sports, so we just can't talk about it anymore.
King Vitamin is the other suggestion that we have.
I've never seen King Vitamin.
So I've never seen. Can you pull King Vitamin on your phone?
Yes, of course.
While we're waiting. So what are those things that are you down for? Frankenberry, Yummy Mummy, Flutie, Mikey, King Vitamin.
I've literally had never had any of those series.
Neither have I. So we might want to reach out. Dyke Michaels also suggested Caitlyn Jenner from the Wheaties box. But that's, I mean, we're not putting her up there.
I have Steph Curry on the Wheaties box. Grow up.
Wait.
So dumb.
There's ones that you mentioned before, the Sun from Raisin Bran. That's a ludicrous mascot. Look at this.
He's a wizard.
So is King Vitamin the one that we were going to agree on?
One. Three masks. There's only three masks on the back. I always cut it out.
Is there vitamins in the cereal?
I don't fucking know. Acorn and iron supplement cereal. That's what it
says. So we putting King Vitamin on then?
Go ahead, but I've always wondered this. Like, you see every, like cereal commercial.
King Vitamin!
It's horrifying. Like, you know, they're eating the cereal, and then, like, the mascot like, pops out of the box. It's like, how the fuck did you get here?
Well, they bought the box. They didn't even know that was part of it.
But then, you know, it's an inanimate object. It jumps out of the box. It's going to tell you, it's filled with all this goodness. Get the fuck away from me!
I'm not nearly as good as humans.
Then you see,
this is a lot.
The display, it's always the bowl of cereal, it's the milk, and it's the orange juice. Then they drink two beverages at the same time.
It's always two beverages. And the other one is Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, the Cuckoo Bird. But you don't seem to be on this. I'm sticking with King Vitamin. We got six now. We're gonna go one at a time on this. Six. We're gonna go one at a time. If it's poor white kids, they needed their vitamin somehow. Okay. Tony the Tiger. Is Tony the Tiger a top three cereal mascot?
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
Okay. We're just gonna move on. We'll talk about only the top three then.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger
moved
on. Toucan Sam, is Toucan Sam a top three cereal mascot?
I'm probably going to go out.
What do you think? And by the way, you vetoed Toucan Sam, and now you're back to saying that's a top three.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
I think we kind of changed.
You changed? So we'll put it on the bubble, and we'll continue on the list then. What's made you change your idea of Toucan Sam?
He doesn't really do anything.
Is he trying to? He's always trying to search for Fruit Loops, I think.
I think the reason I took him back is because he's a bird and he's speaking, and I always think that's smart.
He's a bird and he is speaking, and I always think that's smart.
It is. Like, I don't want a bird at home, but like, because I don't want it like repeating my jokes back to me or stupid things that I would say. But I think that, like, you know. You have to look at that and just go, hey, it's a lot. It's evolved.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's evolved.
All right. Well,
think about it.
We're
going to
do
a little
Silly Rabbit, Tricks of Our Kids.
We haven't talked
about the Tricks Rabbit. Is the Tricks Rabbit a top three cereal mascot?
I don't know if you're a pedophile.
Oh, jeez. Why the pedophile?
Really? Tricks of Our Kids?
Yeah.
They can't be for adults?
Well, it doesn't mean...
You're just trying to give little fruit... fucking shit to kids? Nah, like, I don't...
No, you have to admire his, like,
perseverance.
His perseverance. These spoiled little shits keep taking away from him.
So
he keeps going.
So is he saying...
I'm actually wondering, like, the day he actually tries it. He's going to be like... I've been wasting my life getting this shit.
One of these days, Chris Hansen is going to come bust the Trix Rabbit, and I'm not going to be there for that.
So you appreciate the Trix Rabbit's perseverance in trying to get the cereal. Hannah is saying that the Trix Rabbit is probably a pedophile because he wants to hang around kids all the time.
Yeah, I bet his favorite fruit is a clementine. It's a baby guy.
That's the second. Spoon guy should hate Toucan Sam for leading kids to coke and gateway to heroin, killing a spoon business. Well, that's something. I hated the kids at the
board game.
Sharing is a good thing.
I'm doing it for the cereal.
Sharing is a good thing. I agree. So, Trips Rabbit, it seems like you're saying not top three. Are you saying top three?
Yeah, I'm saying top three.
Oh, okay. Well, move on. It's on the bubble. We're kind of, it's kind of.
I got Chicken and Sandwich on the bubble.
Saying they're all on the bubble. We got another list and see what happens.
Why is
this a draft board?
It is a draft board.
This is a good segue. You want to talk about pedophiles? Let's talk about Captain Crunch.
Is Captain Crunch a pedophile?
No.
I think not. And also, like, that's one of my favorite cereals on this board that's left.
You got to change cereal and mascot. They're two different things.
Yeah, yeah, I do. It's like, you know, Ted Nugent and Stranglehold. You have to separate both the products. But Captain Crunch, you know, yeah, I like the cereal, even though it
doesn't look that. What about mixed berries? Do you prefer that?
I've never had that.
The one where they just put all the little berry fruits in the cereal.
That's not pretty good.
So you're saying Captain Crunch is not a top three, and you're saying he is a top three.
I don't know, maybe, but
do you think do you think Captain Crunch is a top three mascot?
He could.
He could be.
Could be.
I mean, if you're gonna be able to like navigate across cereal milk. You know what I mean? And being captain of the seas, like, but, yes, I believe in what he's doing.
But again,
he's at the helm of a ship. They gave him an extra box of just the berry fruits. Like, are you nuts? Like, yes, he's absolutely top three.
He's got peanut butter as well.
He got it. He has it all. He's like, he's a fucking, oh my god, there's the name of the pigeon of the Santa Maria. Like, are you out of your mind? That's Christopher Columbus of the fucking cereal.
That's not a good thing to be.
Yeah, I'll let him
murder.
He's a mass murderer.
Sorry, you know what I mean? We still talk about it.
He's a Leif Erikson.
He's a Leif Erikson.
He's making they're making very obscure references and acting like the ones that I make are the worst because they're about sports.
He's Captain Ron.
I love that movie.
You love the movie Captain Ron
with Martin
Short? Yeah.
Okay. I'm just gonna say a bunch of like conquistadors that I know, like Ponce de Leon. Yeah. Let's do that. Sacagawea.
So, oh, let's move on then.
Wait, I feel like
we're not making any progress.
I don't know. Okay, let me analyze the Captain Crunch a little more.
Okay.
If you look at the commercials, like, yes. You see, you know, it's the kids always in some boring atmosphere. It's like, ooh, you know, it's something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, and then, like,
okay.
It's always some old, like, traditional guy with, like, glasses or a monocle or something.
Yeah, leaning.
It's like, I'm a boring old guy. And I'm like, you know, the Captain Crunch comes in, like, just destroys the place with the ship. He's like, and they get crunchitized. It's sort of like they get, like...
Crunchitized?
Yeah.
They get sort of dissolved into, like, a different atmosphere.
It's like, well, what's the
like, turning like, what happened like, stupid Infinity War movie?
No, spoilers! No, yeah. Basically...
Where everyone dissolves.
But they turn back... It doesn't just kill the kids. They turn back on the cartoon versions on a ship.
Yeah.
He cartoonizes them. So you hate that. So now you're anti-Captain Crunch.
I don't know. Because I didn't want him to be. That's not my captain.
This is what he became.
I mean, no.
This is what he became. This is what he is.
So you're now anti Captain Crunch. You're somebody more pro Captain Crunch.
No,
you guys are very odd.
No. I'm saying yeah. That's not really the.
So Captain Crunch not a top three cereal mascot.
No.
Do it.
Oh god damn it! Whatever.
All right, we're taking Captain Crunch off the list.
He is off.
I'm a big history fan.
Captain Crunch is a colonizer. We're moving on. The Lucky Leprechaun is the the wars the people they kill to get that captain. What about the Lucky Leprechaun? Lucky the Leprechaun.
Yeah,
Lucky
he's an interesting kid. He's almost like the reverse Trick Rabbit.
Yeah, he's the reverse. It's his cereal.
Yeah. but the kids keep chasing him.
Yeah.
In order, but they all end up eating it, and they all have a happy time.
Yeah. Well, really except the lucky leprechaun.
Lucky?
I just have bad handwriting.
The leprechaun part.
Oh, that probably isn't spelled right at all.
I take a lot of guesses. Luckily, I don't think they can even read my handwriting, so they don't know how badly misspelled it is. The leprechaun, so you're saying lucky leprechaun. The interesting thing about him is that he's keeping the cereal, but the kids get it anyway, and they all enjoy it. Except the leprechaun, I don't think. Well, you know, some days he still does.
No, he does.
He's like, oh, we had fun, huh?
Yeah, let's all have fun. Forget the whole thing about you guys chasing me and trying to kill me. Just enjoy my cereal.
What about, how do you feel about Lucky the Leprechaun or Lucky Charms?
I don't know. I just feel very lucky in life in general, so, like, I don't want to, like, scratch him out.
Wait, so you, because...
You think it's bad luck if you keep him off the top?
You're saying it's bad luck to remove him from the list.
Maybe. I just have, I have a lot of things that happen in my life that I don't deserve, so, like, luck be a lady tonight, you know? I'm just going to keep him on there, because that's what we're going to be.
All right, so you're okay with keeping Lucky in the top three?
Maybe, like, in the maybe.
All right, well, we got a few maybes.
Next up, King Vitamin. Is King Vitamin a top three cereal mascot?
He's actually not. Brought him up because of, like, my family was on.
Perfect. He's on the list. We're down to four.
I don't know.
We're down to four. Tony Tiger said it's definitely a Toucan Sam, Trix Rabbit. You guys have opposite opinions on Lucky Leprechaun.
Neither of you. Well, you say yes because just based on pure feelings of how you feel about luck, and you say no. Or you say maybe. So
Andrew Luck is going to be like back this season, and I'm so excited for him. So I'm going to just
root for him.
Yeah, fair. They're upset King Vitamin got removed off so quickly from Stevens and Giles, and then Fuck Red Balloons is a Lucky Charms reference. I'm old school. That was a gimmick.
You're just old, Dyke.
Yeah, that's fair. We are. His name is Dyke, by the way. For everybody watching on YouTube, that's his actual name.
I'm gonna put this out there for him. His actual name was Michael Dyke, government name, and then he thought to himself one day, you know, if I have a child, I would hate that, like, she would have that last name of Dyke, and he just flip-flopped it.
Fair enough.
So he did all the things that you need to do to, like, put your name in the paper and all the stuff to change your name, and now his name is Dyke Michael. So if you just hear me screaming Dyke every now and then, that's just because he's my buddy and I don't have any problem with lesbians.
Okay, same here. Ring around.
Right.
LGBTQ friendly show, from what I understand, I guess. Anyway, I think so. I don't think we ever done anything anti-LGBTQ on it. I've looked think about all the 74 episodes. Yeah, we're good. Anyways, we're down to our final four. Lucky Leprechaun, you guys are both kind of mixed on it, but kind of feel like it should go in. So what I'm going to do, because you guys are mixed, one likes Toucan Sam, which is Hannah, and one likes Trix Rabbit, which is Jeff.
Because he's a talking bird.
Well, I want you guys to convince me why I'm going to be the tiebreaker vote on which one gets to the top three. Which one do you think, why Toucan Sam? Outside, he's a talking bird.
I don't know. I feel like he's because he can just, like, he can play around, you know, like, Lucky has to just pop up, you know, and just, like, he has to be Lucky. He has to be, like, even, like, when, what was that episode of South Park where they had all the, like, the, like, the little characters on it?
The Woodland Critters?
No. The one where...
Oh, the Underpants Gnomes.
No, the one where there's, like, a three-part... Yes!
There we go.
Okay? So, like, that little fucking leprechaun kept popping up, and it was like, are we seeing him? Are we gone? Whatever. The bird would just be like, fuck you, and just hear him, and then fly away. So, like, that... It took a lot of...
But you think about the ones on the left right now. Tony the Tiger, Leprechaun, Trix, they all have motives. What does Toucan do?
Chris always has.
So you're saying Toucan has no modem.
He just...
Other than follow my nose.
Follow...
He's leading... Yeah, follow my nose. He leads you to the Fruit Loops.
But
he's the only one helping them.
But there's no, like, story that's real.
Yeah. I get he is the only one with kids. I think there is a bit of a story with Toucan Sam. I disagree with you. They introduce his kids. His kids, they lose Fruit Loops.
Do they introduce his wife?
They never introduce his wife. That's right. Well, that's the saddest story about Toucan Sam.
Oh, no. But I always like things that lead with their nose because it usually, like, I get a key bump out of it.
My brother says creating luck is way more important than fucking flying. And so, Church Rabbit, it looks like we're going to keep him. What do you choose between? So, you're saying Lucky better than Toucan Sam?
Yes.
Are you saying Lucky better than Toucan Sam?
Toucan Sam is on the list, folks. We're now about the Trix Rabbit, Tony the Tiger, and Lucky Leprechaun.
This is going to be an even more difficult part. Of those three, which one do you think doesn't belong in the top two? Between the Leprechaun, the Rabbit, and the Tiger.
Oh, God. I'm glad Leprechaun scratching.
Okay,
Leprechaun.
On the list, we're down to our final two. Silly Rabbit, Trickster for Kids, and Tony the Tiger. Tony the Tiger is always helping kids in sports. He's trying to make them get successful. Does whatever he can for them. On the other end, Trix Rabbit, he is trying to steal from kids constantly and never actually gets to eat the cereal he desperately wants to eat. These are two different motives. I don't think either one is incorrectly wrong. But this is the best cereal mascot. The criteria that we've had under the shoes before, friend or foe is how Hannah decided it. For Jeff, for him, it's more their motive. What their motive is.
Look at Jeff is whimsical. He's not coming in logic based, you know?
No, I like these last two because it's both, like, it's the yin and the yang.
It's the yin and the yang.
Because, you know, they're both polar opposites.
The spectrums of cereal mascots.
Yeah, one's, like, the super motivational one. He gets you pumped up and, you know, he's, like...
No, the burglar is off, Steven. We took the burglar off real early.
And then Church Red is the complaint.
Cookie Crisp Burglar.
He's a failure. He's just a... complete failure, and yet he still tries, so...
Yeah.
On both ends, it's very inspiring.
Yes.
They're both of our
I really inspiring. Like this, too, because, like, this reminds me, Tony the Tiger and Trix Rabbit is exactly what stand-up comedy looks like in general. Like, there's the Tony the Tiger, the Joe Bates, and then there's the Trix Rabbits, and then we're just out there just hopping along, you know what I mean? One's been doing it for 7 years, and the other one, the ones are just like, hey, we're putting in weird contacts. But I don't fucking care, and I'm going to tell a rape joke. I think this is family friendly, so this is awesome. But I mean, I don't know. We're just now it just seems like a TED Talk. I feel like Trix Rabbits is TEDx, and Tony the Tiger is like, the crackers of the whole scene, and I'm not going to I've never gone there.
I feel like I'm being judged. Anyways,
he's not being judged.
We're down to the final two. This is where we do the vote. One at a time, decide who is the true best cereal mascot. For the first vote, we start with the most middle-aged person here, Hannah Rushline. Hannah, who is the best cereal mascot, Trix Rabbit or Tony the Tiger?
At this point in my life, as a 34-year-old, I'm going to make a hard call, and I'm just gonna go Trix Rabbit. I think that in 2018 we need more people that are a little outside the box, you know what I mean, of cereal, and we need people that are just going to like just be a different color and a thing and whatever, and not just what we need them to be per Hannah Rushline.
So you're choosing the pure and white I'm rabbit.
A 34-year-old woman.
Yes.
That's how she begins.
Yeah, this is
rabbit. Is that how you would begin? As a 34-year-old woman.
I know. I just literally have no problems in my age.
I like the idea that you started off saying that you're thought fluid, constantly changing. So you didn't like Toucan Sam, didn't want to be in the top three. Then you didn't want Church Rabbit to be in the top three. Now you're voting it
the best one out there. So, yeah. Hannah, you have no idea what to expect, other than maybe guess the opposite of what she said 5 minutes ago. So, Trix Rabbit...
Don't ever be in a relationship with me. It gets worse.
And Trix Rabbit got one vote. I'm up next, and it's my choice to decide what I think is the best cereal mascot. And it's tough not to weigh in the taste of the cereal as well. It probably is affecting my choice. But I am going to go with probably one of the most beloved mascots out there. I don't know anybody who hates him. Tony the Tiger is my vote. I vote Tony the Tiger. Tony the Tiger, Trix Rabbit. They both have one vote each. And now we have to give it to a person whose mind I don't think can ever be read or understood out there in the world. I chose Tony the Tiger because I think the cereal how it tastes a little bit better. But also,
I thought we were supposed to be detaching those.
It's tough. It's so good. Tony the Tiger, I think, is absolutely beloved by. I don't know anybody who doesn't. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Tony the Tiger. You switched your mind like 17 times.
Cool. I'm a bitch. I'm a girl.
Well, I didn't say that. I don't see gender. Anyways,
I don't either.
Next up, folks, I don't know. This took a turn that I'm nervous about. Next up, for the tiebreaker vote for best cereal mascot, Mr. Jeff Burton, the spoon salesman. What do you think? Tony the Tiger or Trix Rabbit?
I'm going to have to go with the most inspiring one. The one that has always given me, like, hope. He always, builds me with, like, perseverance. That always told me to just always go the finish line no matter how hard you try. And that is why I'm going with the Trix Rabbit.
The Trix Rabbit is good! Trix Rabbit, the one voted best cereal mascot. It is the winner. I know it's a little frozen out there. Don't worry, it's still recording up there. But Trix Rabbit is voted the best cereal mascot. That is the winner. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. I can't believe Trix Rabbit won. Very surprised. Which I like. That is best cereal mascot. I want to thank you guys for watching. Thank you so much for watching this episode, guys. I appreciate it. You guys are fantastic commenters of this episode. And I also want to thank my special guest experts, Jeff Burton. Jeff, do you have very weird stand up comic, but I like him a lot. I find him very funny. If Instagram videos are some of the best Instagram videos out there, Jeff Burton, will you plug your Instagram and your other videos?
I'm normal, I swear.
Plug your shit.
Yeah, plug your shit. Plug it to social media.
Say your stuff.
Follow me on Instagram.
crazy-ass videos.
What is the name?
What's your name, though? Okay. Wait. Look, I got a... There's like a couple. It's like Jeff _... Yeah, it's _Jeff_Burton_.
So a hard name to find, but _Jeff_Burton_. One of my favorite Instagrams out there. So definitely check him out if you can. And Jeff Burton, a very funny guy. I like him a whole bunch. And he introduced me to Krautrock, which is German electric. Yeah. Electronic German?
Yeah, some...
Hannah Rushline, do you have anything to plug? Also very funny.
I'm not that funny, actually. I'm like super country. You can find us at Red Flag Comedy on all the social medias, or if you actually just want to like follow me selfieing every now and then, it's at MSHAP10 at MsHap10.
So check that out. Check out Red Flag Comedy, who are running great shows in the city, which are great. And what's your podcast again?
Red Flag Comedy. It's on Wave One Radio. So waveoneradio.com. We just podcast in between The Circle and City Market on Market Street. And every Wednesday. It's just a thing that we do. And we just talk gibberish for an hour, and it's a thing that's sponsored by Hotel Tango because they're based on.
So if you like Hannah, definitely check it out. And if you like me, like Rank very much on Facebook. You can comment, subscribe on YouTube. That's really all I want you to do. You can check my website, joebatescomedy.com, with all my upcoming shows. I am featuring tonight at Crackers Comedy Club for Scott Long. And September 13th and 14th, I am headlining Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio. I'd love you guys to go out to that show. But thank you again for watching. That's Ranky very much. Best cereal mascot, the Trix Rabbit. Ranky very much. You're welcome. Have a good night, everybody.
All right. Excuse me, Jeff. Oh, geez. Okay.
I'm too fat to walk. Streaming.